Slewfoot, A Tale of Bewitchery by Brom. Overview. Set in colonial New England, someone who only watched shows on the Puritans writes a story where the entity of Slewfoot is released upon the world again. And of course, there's a woman at the center of it all. But is Slewfoot demon or god? Demon. He's a demon. The author doesn't want him to be, but he's a demon.
Review.
What if the Vavitch was written very straightforwardly with no surprises? It'd still be better than this turned out to be. By very straightforward, I mean the story holds very little tension. And after the meeting of the main character with the other main character, you know how the story is going to play out. Setting the story in the 7th century New England with the Puritans is easy fodder. It's no surprise that stereotypical Puritans would be used, ahistorically, when it came to the ideas of personal relationships, public decorum, and sex. There's a scene where a married couple engages in sex, and the man apologizes because it's not appropriate. The Puritans had a lot of great things to say about sex in the confines of marriage, and this wouldn't be the case at all. The story also treads on the very publicized, but in actuality, low number of witch trials that occurred in Salem. This shows the story writing cannot build drama at all because the witch trials grew out of the drama and hysteria and frenzied stories. Here, you just have to say, those crazy Christians be burning down the witches all the time, and you've got your realism. But historical realism is not where I'm going to hang my hat on for this review. I'll hang my hat on the fact that the story doesn't even believe in its own worldview. Without getting too much into spoilers, this is a story of revenge, and yet the first human killed is brushed off by the main character because, well, he just didn't know. Yet revenge is taken on everyone else who deserved it. In a world where the characters are alleged to attribute all bad and shortcuts to the devil, all the events in the story match exactly what the devil would do and believe. The story could have taken a great turn if this realization turned out to be the real case, but this is so straightforward storytelling that it could never be that cool. The enactment of revenge and is one done into the extreme and overtaking the main character to physical changes occurring. Again, without spoilers, the realization that the main character comes through about the reasons for Slewfoot and the others is some pantheistic revelation, even though the exclusivity of many of the other gods are primarily concept here, and it's just brushed over. Here, again, we see the desire, a belief in the noble savage to be the thing to set on the pedestal. The revelation of Slewfoot just happens, even though there seems to be other bad gods that speak against to the Pantheon message. I don't know. All these plot elements point to the Puritans being correct. A demon is killing innocent people, and witchcraft is making it stronger and is corrupting individuals in society. That's not the point that the author was going for, but that's the point he came across with. With all these things and the unimaginative storytelling, there's no need to compare this to The Witch or read something you've seen in Carrie. Final grade, D.